go to Washington now. A monstrous ambush-style attack. That's what Donald Trump has called the gunning down of two National Guard soldiers near the White House, with the suspect reported to be an Afghan national. The US has stopped the processing of all immigration requests from Afghanistan. We'll hear in a couple of moments from our correspondent in Washington, Sean Whelan. But first, here's Washington's Chief of Metropolitan Police, Jeff Carroll.
Both of the individuals, the guard members, they are in critical condition at a local hospital at this time being treated. At this point, we have no other suspects. We have reviewed video from the area. It appears, like I said, to be a lone gunman that raised a firearm and ambushed these members of the National Guard, and he was quickly taken into custody by other National Guard members and law enforcement members.
Have you got any sense of motive?
No, at this time, obviously, we're very in the preliminary stages of the investigation. There, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of agents that are here from various federal agencies, law enforcement agencies. We have the full power of the FBI and our federal partners here in the task force. So we're looking at all those different aspects.
FBI Director Kash Patel told a news conference the two soldiers are in a critical condition.
Members of the National Guard and the Department of War were brazenly attacked in a horrendous act of violence. They were shot. They're in critical condition. We have assembled the full force of both the federal and state and local law enforcement agencies. Since this is an assault on a federal law enforcement officer, this will be treated at the federal level as an assault on a law enforcement officer.
As gunshots rang out over D.C., dozens of bystanders were caught up in the chaos. Here's what one witness told Reuters news agency.
We ran down the street, and then about a minute later, we still weren't completely convinced that it was gunfire, so I walked back to the corner and I saw they had a person pinned on the ground yelling at him to stay down, and there was broken glass in the bus stop. We saw two National Guards on the ground, and one they were trying to resuscitate. I feel terrible for the National Guardmen. I mean, they were ordered to be here. They didn't ask for anything like this.
Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan is across this story, and earlier he brought us through what happened on the streets of DC yesterday.
It was just after 2:15 in the afternoon here in Washington, DC, at a fairly busy metro station, very close to the White House at a place called Farragut West, Farragut Square. It's you know, a couple of hundred metres really from the park that is right in front of the White House, and about 200 metres from the new Irish Embassy, which is very close to the White House as well. A man came around a corner, produced a revolver and started firing at a group of National Guard soldiers who were standing outside this metro station, part of their normal duties. Hit one of them, a female soldier, in the head, shot the other soldier as well, and was then tackled by a third soldier. Some reports suggest he was an unarmed officer, a major in the National Guard who'd been just doing checks in the area, and then a couple of other armed guardsmen joined in the affray. The assailant was apparently shot during that tackling, and then police, who were also in the area, arrived very swiftly and subdued the assailant and started providing CPR and first aid to the two guardsmen who'd been shot.
The two National Guard injured, they remain in a critical condition. Is there any update?
So far, no. I mean, we did have that unfortunate incident where the governor of West Virginia, the state from which these two guardsmen hailed, that governor had deployed 180 to them in support of President Trump's crime clampdown here in the city, had said that they had been killed in the attack. He retracted that statement about half an hour later and said things were confusing and they were awaiting more information. But there's no doubt that they are in a very, very serious condition. They were airlifted to the MedStar Hospital in the northwest of Washington, D.C. It's what they call a level one trauma center. So it's a very big hospital, geared up to do the full range of surgeries. It's also a neurological injury center. So obviously, people receiving head wounds would be brought to a place like that. The attacker himself was brought to the George Washington University Hospital near Foggy Bottom, near the State Department area of town.
You mentioned the attacker, the suspect. He was detained during the incident. The Department of Homeland Security has named him. Who is he?
Yeah, his name is Ramanullah Lakhanwal. He's 29 years old and he comes from Afghanistan. He arrived in this country in September of 2021 as part of the Operation Allies Welcome, a program to extract people who had worked with or for the US, particularly the US military in Afghanistan. Lakhan, while we understand, had served for 10 years in the Afghan army, particularly in the Kandahar province, had obviously worked with US forces at the time. One photograph of an identity document that potentially is this guy suggests he was a sergeant in the army. Given his age and service period, he probably did attain that rank. Other reports suggest he was married with five children. Either way, he had been settled to Washington State, to a town called Bellingham, but that's on the far side of the country, nothing to do with Washington, D.C. It's over on the Pacific coast. So he'd obviously traveled a long way in order to carry out this attack here in Washington, D.C., if he is indeed confirmed to be the shooter in this incident.
Is there any known motive, Sean, or is it just too early to say yet?
Yeah, it is a bit too early to say. We're still in the early hours of this investigation. But given where he had come from, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said that they were going to treat it as a terrorist attack or investigate it as a potential terrorist attack. And that is something that obviously they will be on high alert for in this city, and particularly given that location just a couple of blocks from the White House.
So too early to speculate on motive, but the president was quick to respond to the shooting. What did he have to say?
Well, he described the shooter, unknown at that stage, as an animal. He later on made a televised statement, pre-recorded, but it did go out on television at about 9:15 in the evening here in Washington, D.C., vowing that the perpetrator of the incident would face would pay a very steep price for what they had done.
And now there's a wider impact on migration.
There is, particularly for Afghan immigrants. All application processing for Afghan immigration has been stopped by the Department of Homeland Security. There are conflicting reports about Lakhanwal's own status. Some of the earlier reports were suggesting that he had failed in his bid for full status in the United States under the program that he'd come into the country on, Operation Allied Welcome. They were given 2-year periodically reviewed temporary status in the country. But a more comprehensive report carried on CNN said that he had actually been approved for full-time residence in the United States, effectively a green card type status, in April of this year. So that would locate it under the Trump administration, despite the fact that in the address by the president tonight, he laid heavy emphasis, indeed blame, on Lakhanwal's presence in the country on the Biden administration and attacking them once again for their withdrawal from Afghanistan, notably the withdrawal from Kabul. But it looks like it was his own administration that may have approved full-time status for Lakhanwal. There are about 90,000 people came in under the Operation Allied Welcome program and were distributed all across the United States.
Washington correspondent Sean Whelan there. It's now 21 minutes past 8.